My friends, my perpetual progress was my brothers. Listen, for the record, listen. Yahuwah El Elyon. Yahuwah the Father's name is what? I am He the Beast of Life, behold little hands. El Elyon. Literally means, my God, the most Elohim around you. The Son, Yahusha, HaMashiach. Yahusha's Son's name is what? He was salvation. HaMashiach, the Messiah. They are not the author of confusion, but divine truth and absolution. Let that sink in. Listen. Now, Satan and his religious and secular Decepticons, his sons and daughters of disobedience, they are the architects of confusion, corruption, perversion, cruel abominations, and atrocities. Get yourself in God's word for yourself. Read, my God, Ephesians, the 4th chapter, verses 11 to 24, and also the 5th chapter, verses 1 through 11 around you. The faggot Satan, he's the king of this satanic Babylonian system of darkness and spiritual, intellectual, and moral depravity. See 2 Corinthians 4 and 4, and also look at Ephesians 2 and 2. He's a prince of the airwaves. He's full responsible, my God, for, my God, the satanic smut that he's trying to pass over as entertainment with Luciferian enslavement. His modus operandi is to seek and devour, steal, kill, and destroy any blind and foolish soul who will let him. See John 10 and 10, Yuchanan 10 and 10. Kepha Rishon, 1 Peter 5, 8 through 11. He used our senses against us, be the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, to deceive, corrupt, and divide, and conquer. See Yuchanan, Rishon, 1 John 2, 15 through 17. He uses vanity in the forms of consumerism and materialism to induce cultural idolatry and rank suicidal ridiculousness. I am the vine of truth, and my Father is the husbandman. The words of Mashiach, obviously. Every branch of me that bears not fruit, he takes away. And every branch that bears fruit, he purges it, that it may what? Bring forth more fruit. Now you are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you, abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in me. I am the vine, the branches. Again, he abides in me and I in him, the same brings forth much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. And what kind of fruit is Mashiach talking about? The fruits of what? All of goodness, righteousness, and truth around you. Although we've done Ephesians 5 and 9. If a man abide not in me, the fruit of Galatians 5, 22 and 20 through 25. Hello? If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered. And men gather them and cast them into the fire and they are burned. If you abide in me, though, my words abide in you, shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Here is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit. So shall my time with him indeed. As the Father loved me, and time with him disciples learned one, so have I loved you. Continue in my love. If ye guard, meaning what? Keep and perform my commandments, you should abide in my love. Even as I have loved, correction, even as I have guarded my Father's commandments and abide in his love. Hello? These things have I spoken to you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. This is my commandment, then, that ye love one another in spirit, as I have loved you. For good love is no man that he may lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends if ye do whatsoever I command you. Henceforth, I call you not servants, for the servant knows not what his master does, but I have called you friends. For all the things that I've heard of my Father, I have clearly made known to you. You have not chosen me, but I've chosen you, and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever you should ask of the Father in my name, he may give it to you. These things I command you then, that ye love one another around you. You can on. John 15 chapter, verses 1 through 17, out of Tall Sefer. Now, there was the Apostle Paul. Now I beseech you, brethren, by the name of our Adonai Yahushua Mashiach, that ye all be of one word, and that there be no division among you, but that ye be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment. Quarantine with Sean, 1 Corinthians 1 and 10. Again, Apostle Paul again. For ye have not to alter confusion, but of peace, as in all assemblies of what? The Kodeshim. Ye have called out holy ones around you. Quarantine with Sean, 1 Corinthians 14 and 33 around you. Of the Tall Sefer. Now listen. Again, Mashiach, I have given them your word, Father, and the world has hated them because they are not of the world. Even as I am not of the world, I pray not that you should take them out of the world, but that you should guard them from the evil. Hello? They are not of the world. They are not as corrupt satanic system, even as I am not of this world. Sanctify them through your truth. Your word is truth. As you have sent me to this world, even so have I also sent them to the world. And for their sakes, I sanctify myself, that ye also might be sanctified through the truth. not the prayer for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through the word, that they all may be what? Your kind. Meaning what? One with Yahuwah, one with the brethren, and unified by Yah's Ruach. As you, Father, and me, and I and you, that they also may be what? Your kind, unified in us. That the world may believe that you have sent me. The glory which you gave me, I have given them. That they may be your kind, one, unified. Even as we are your kind, one, and unified. I and them, and you and me. That they may be made perfect in one. And that the world may know that you have sent me, and have loved them as you have loved me. You can honor. John 17, verses 14 to 23, in this piece. For the record, the word of the psalmist, your righteousness is an everlasting righteousness, and your Torah is the truth. To Elaim, Psalms 119, 42, and 27. You are near Yahuwah, and all your commandments are truth. To Elaim, Psalms 119, 51, and 27. Your word is true from the beginning. And every one of your righteous judgments endures forever. To Elaim, Psalms 119, 160. Words, my God, from God's prophet Moshe. Guard, therefore, and do them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, should this great nation is a wise and understanding people. Devarim, Deuteronomy 4 and 6 out of 12, Sefer. Again, the Apostle Paul, not therefore the prison of Yahuwah, beseech you that you walk worthy of the calling with your called, with all lowliness and meekness, with long suffering, forbearing one of the love, endeavoring to guard the unity of Yah's Ruach in the bond of peace. For there's one body and one Ruach. Even as you are called in one hope of your calling, there's one Yahuwah, one belief and one immersion, one Yah and Father of all, who's above all and through all and in you all. But to every one of us, hello, who is this us? Those of us who have Yah's Ruach and who unify to our Savior, is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Mashiach, the Messiah around here. Before the king says, we said one high, he led captive to captive and gave gifts to men. Now that he ascended, what is it but that he also descended first to the lower parts of the earth? He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that he might fill all things. And he gave some apostles, overseers, some prophets, John's mouthpiece, some evangelists, coaching engagers, and some pastors and teachers. For what reason? For the perfecting of this Kodeshim. For what? The perfecting for the spiritual and intellectual maturity, maturation of Yah's Kodeshim is called the Holy Ones for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Mashiach, till we all come in the unity of the belief and of the knowledge of the Son of Elohim, who is who? Yah's wisdom, word, and power. The way, the truth, and the life around you. Hello? Torah. Pay attention. Until we all come unto the word, the knowledge of the Son of Elohim, unto a perfect man, is the measure of the stature of the fullness of Mashiach, and that we henceforth be no more children, say infantile, huh? Lacking, my God, maturity. Hello, wisdom and intelligence, knowledge and understanding. Hello, that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro, and catered by every wind of doctrine by the sight of men, and cunning craftiness whereby they lie with the deceive. Deceive who? The freaking frank and naive. The lies only work on the truth deficient and wisdomless. Pay attention. But speaking Yah divine truth and love may grow up unto him in all things, which is the head, even Mashiach, from whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplies, according to the effectual working and the measure of every part, makes increase of the body to the edifying of love. As I say, therefore, and testifying Yahuwah that ye henceforth walk not as the other nations walk. How do they walk? In the vanity of their minds. Huh? Their minds are filled with what? Vain, futile, satanic garbage and nonsense, satanic smut. Having the understanding darkened and being in from the life of Yahuwah through the ignorance that is in them. Because of the blindness of the hearts. Who being passed from the beginning themselves over to what? Lasciviousness to work all uncleanness with greediness. But ye have not so learned Mashiach, if so be that ye have learned him, and have been taught of him, as the truth is in Yahushua, that ye put off concerning the former conversation and conduct of the old man, which is corrupt according to what deceitful lust, and be renewed in the work of your mind, hello spirit of your mind, and that ye put on the new man, which after Yah is created in righteousness and true holiness. Again, what is righteousness? Yah's way of doing things. It's Yah's wisdom, love, truth, and action in practice. What is righteousness? belief in, hello, knowledge of, belief in, and application of my God of Yah's commandments, Torah, which is designed to be our divine navigation system, flat out. His divine instructions, his sovereign commandments, flat out, pay attention. F seen Ephesians 4, 1 through 24, on the 12th Sefer. Now, quite simply, who is a wise man and doeth not among you? Then let him show out of a good conversation his works with meekness of wisdom. But if you have bitter envy and strife in your hearts, glory not and lie not against the truth. This wisdom descends not from above, but is earthly, is sensual, is devilish. For where envy and strife is, there can only be confusion in every evil work. But the wisdom that's from above is first of all pure, then peaceable, gentle, and easy to be entreated, full of mercy and of good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. And the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that actually what? Like their Father, my God, make peace. As the word says, blessed are the peacemakers, we should be called his children. You understand that? Blessed are the pure in heart, for we should actually see our Father around you. You understand that? Pay attention around you. Yo, Yaakov, James 3, 13 through 18, Alatov Sefer. Hashtags, Yah's way is perfect. The divine school of thought, divine truth, sovereign wisdom, Ruach Amet, meaning spirit of truth, pay attention, pragmatic intelligence, transformative truisms, absolute answers and solutions, perpetual advancement systems, SDFEI means Shine Default International, TEMG means True University and Power Media Group, King Priest Scholar of Yah, Yashareem, Yahudim, Truthologist, Truth Titan, Master Holistic Transformation Strategist. Again, intimate integrity, being real with Yahuwah, El Elyon, ourselves, and each other, is what allows us to tap into the healing streams and the living waters of Elohim, the Elohim of our salvation, who alone can completely satisfy our hunger and thirst. He, Mashiach, alone is our wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, Redeemer, revelation, solution, peace, and absolute truth. You understand that? Getting your eyes with for yourself. See, 1 Corinthians 1 and 24, 30, 31, Yuchanan, John 8, 32, 14, 6, and 1 John 1 through 5. All five chapters, read them in chat around here. Again, this is the true university. You understand that? Where the Renaissance can provide what? That pragmatic intelligence that will empower your transcendence and your perpetual development. Teshuvah. That means return. Return, repent, and return back to the ways of the Most High Yah around you. Why? Because Yah's word is our everlasting foundation.